Hello and welcome to another week's episode of the QU Podcast. Today I am joined in the studio by Alex Aubuchon, and I'm your host, Jay Hamill. How are we doing today, Alex?
Jay, it's another beautiful day, another wonderful day to record a podcast. It is good to be here.
Good, good. So today I would like to talk about an important holiday coming up, which is Easter. Last year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were able to be home for Easter, although it was hard to get together and see other family members or relatives. What do you usually do for Easter? Some traditions you guys usually do as a family.
Well, most of the time we would have a little something before Easter. I can't exactly remember the dates, to be honest with you, but we would do something at my house when we were younger, you know, just hunt eggs or, you know, something like that. And I still do at 21 years of age, hunt eggs at my house that my mother hides because it's fun. Sometimes our cats help me find the eggs. And then also after that, we would visit, my grandparents on my father's side in St. Louis and, have a big, family Easter gathering there as well. Unfortunately, I am too old to hunt eggs at that gathering, so I can't hunt eggs there anymore. And then we would also go, up to my mother's side up here in the Quincy area and, visit, my grandmother and, my aunt, my uncle, as well as my brother and sister. So we had usually three different Easters.
Never too old enough to hunt eggs, that's for sure. As a family, I come from my dad's side. There's me and five other boys, or guys, I should say, and we are all 6'3 and taller. And as the years gone on, we get older and we participate in that egg hunt every single year. We each get our assigned colors. The parents hide them, and once we find all those eggs, we turn each egg in for a prize, which should be gum, clone, bag of chips, whatnot. But for my mom's side, we usually get together at the town hall. My grandma has the keys to that, so that's where we gather. And then it seems like up to about last year or 2 years ago, we participated in the community town Easter egg hunt. We're all giants compared to everyone else, but we probably quit that about fifth or sixth grade.
Right.
But other than the egg hunts, ate good food, celebrated good family time. But since we were home for Easter last year due to unfortunate circumstances, what did you do last year instead?
I think last year on Easter we actually had a big family Zoom meeting, which, I mean, was neither here nor there. You know, it's kind of difficult with technology to get everybody on the same page, make sure that everybody's listening. But it was good to see their faces because, you know, definitely at that point we'd been home for a little while, had no idea that we were going to be home for quite a bit longer as well. But it was just good to see family, you know, around the special time of Easter. What did you guys do?
No doubt. I just have one brother, and both my parents and the four of us, we just cooked a good meal and celebrated Easter at home. We did not have a Zoom call or anything. We just got together as a family and enjoyed it ourselves. Just like my birthday, which was in April, celebrated that at home as well. But what about this year? What do you plan on doing this year for Easter as it's coming up this Sunday? Do you plan on going home or anything?
No, actually, since we have a ball game here, or games here this weekend, I should say, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I believe my family's coming up, and then Sunday we're just going to spend some time together at my grandmother's place.
Right on. I was kind of we do have games, but I was kind of basing it off of if we get Monday off or not, whether I was going to travel home or not, since I'm about 5 hours away from my hometown. So I'm still up in the air what I'm going to do. But I'm assuming my folks will come up, or I'll go home for a quick day, but I guess we'll see. Where do you rank this holiday amongst the others?
Oh, goodness.
Tough question.
Yeah, this is coming out of nowhere. Where do I rank Easter? Well, it's it. You know how I rank them is definitely, it's changed since I was little. Obviously, you know, when I was young, Christmas is number one because that's when you get the most gifts, followed by your birthday because you get gifts then too. But as you get older, you know, it kind of shifts from the gifts to just spending time, you know, with the people that you love and you're close to. So Easter's definitely got to be up there because there's only so many holidays in my family anyway that we come together for, and Easter is one of the big ones, Easter and Christmas, where we have large family gatherings most of the time, obviously not now during, you know, COVID days, but we would have large family gatherings and I would get to see the most family that I hadn't seen in a long time. So I would say now Easter is probably, it's definitely top five, maybe sneaking into the top three now for sure.
I gotcha. For me, it's definitely the top three. It's got to be behind Thanksgiving and then my all-time favorite, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my favorite time of the year. But for Easter, it's just a good break. Just a good break to get away from school and sports. But before we get into that, I wanted to ask you, did you participate or give anything up for Lent?
So I was not raised Catholic, but my mother was. And last year, she said, you know, just give it a shot. You might as well. You know, Lent, obviously, just, you know, take in the festivities. So I attended Ash Wednesday. I observed Lent for most of it. I didn't quite make it all the way through before I started having, what did I give up? Whatever it was. But I did observe Lent once. I did not observe it this year. But I thought it was, you know, definitely interesting to have the experience. What about you? Are you Catholic?
I am not Catholic, no, but I do like to try and set goals or give something up for Lent. For me, it was screen time on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get that down as low as possible. But during this time in the semester, Easter break, it kind of works as like a reset button. Getting through the spring semester, warmer weather starts to show up, and it's just a good time of year. However, students start to feel stressed out, and they're almost ready to just be done and move on to summertime. How are you feeling right now?
Right. And, you know, definitely spring break and Easter are usually a reset button in most times. Obviously, you know, this one day that we're getting for Easter is not, you know, much of a turnaround for a reset, really. You know, you just get 24 hours. So that is a little tough. I realize, you know, we're under different circumstances this year with everything that's going on. And, you know, we're just trying to reach the finish line and get through this as fast as possible, which for students, you know, is always the goal. Especially now it's starting to get warm out. Every time you step outside, it's like, this is starting to feel like summer. You're getting the itch. You don't really want to go to class anymore, but you still do. And you just, it's difficult to stay focused for sure. But, I think it gets this way every single year, and, you know, it's just something that you're used to. You know, summer's getting close, and you got to get your stuff done and take care of business so you can go have some fun.
No doubt about that, and I definitely agree. Talking about this COVID academic year, what is something that has challenged you during this different year with not having these breaks or whatnot?
Right. Well, I mean, not having the breaks is not quite as difficult because although it is unfortunate to not be able, you know, to go home more often and see my family, because of the online classes that we've been having, it is a double-edged sword in that you are not quite, you know, as busy. It's not as meticulous. But at the same time, it's also a little more difficult to, you know, keep that at the forefront of your mind and remember it because you're not going to a class. Or you don't have to, you know, remember to show up there. So it just kind of goes both ways.
Is there anything that still feels kind of different? Any lack of motivation?
Well, you know, in a perfect world, all students out there, you know, have great motivation and, you know, do their best work all the time. And for the majority of people, I'd say that's very true. Personally, bearing my soul, have had my fair share of troubles with finding motivation and you know, turning stuff in on time. But it's difficult for sure to remain focused and, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to remember the purpose that you're here for and what this is going to do for your future and why it's important to make sure that you stay buckled down.
For sure. I definitely agree with you on that. And just looking back on this time of the year last year, trying to do your homework, turning stuff in still on time, I'd much rather be here taking in-person classes and grinding out the rest of the school year here in Quincy, Illinois. But I think that's all the time we have today, Alex, and I appreciate you coming in and talking about this special day that's coming up.
Definitely. You know, Easter, great time of year. Can't wait to see my family, have some good food, hunt a couple eggs. It's been awesome. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, sir. For Alex Abishon, I'm Jay Hamill. Have a great Easter, and we'll see you next week.